All right, so since I'm on multiple platforms, I'm on a ton of different platforms. I could tell you differences between them in terms of social media platforms, because I think that they're all really unique and interesting. And these some of the lessons that I learned in terms of comparing the different platforms, and to help hopefully help you do better on these particular platforms. So I'm just going to go through them, and from there, what I'll do is I'll give you some pointers in terms of the ones. And these are the ones that I've chosen because they are actually working for me, and the rest of them are not working that great, right? So I've tried a bunch of them. So the first one that is doing okay is LinkedIn. That one actually does really well. But here's the thing, you got to prioritize. It's a little challenging. It does operate like a social network now, but you will get rewarded extra amounts for achievement things. And and this is the thing you have to realize is that there is all of these platforms have their own algorithms and they are sort of targeting different things. And on LinkedIn, it's very much achievement. It's not about positive things, but it's all about achievement. It's if you can put on there how you've won something or gotten something, it will be extra rewarded and boosted within the algorithm. So think about that as a particular thing that will gather more attention. The another thing that's interesting is podcasting. Podcasting rewards storytelling, and podcasting is a little tricky one. I think it's Podcasters for Spotify. It used to be Anchor, and it's a pretty easy app. But you were working more on the raw internet, so it actually is going to reward things that are about, getting the right titles, looking at the storytelling potential of what you actually have. That's an important thing, and I think it could reward longer content. That's an important thing to think about. So podcasting, it's easy because you actually don't need to look at the screen. And I actually really like that for my life. And I try not to make anything too sophisticated. I think it's kind of nuts to like worry about these things. That does matter, right? The sophistication and quality of production. But in general, it doesn't matter for me, for my life, because it's too crazy and chaotic, and I can't worry about that stuff all the time. So another one that kind of works, but you have to get it right. So TikTok is one that revolutionized the industry. It very much revolutionized the different platforms. They're all copying what TikTok has done. And TikTok has been managed really, really well in terms of connecting people to brands. It definitely rewards new content and things that are eye-catching or things that are more about. So if you can keep it under 15 seconds. So there's two sides to TikTok. It's a very complicated platform. It either rewards very short or very long TikToks. And as well, TikTok's an interesting one. So the same thing as YouTube Shorts, in that you're not going to garner the attention that you would in other platforms because people just flip through it, right? So it made it really easy to switch between different platform or different people, right? You just flick left or right. So people actually, it's more of how they're engaging in it. It's more of a collective mob. They're not looking at you as an individual creator, but they're kind of looking at the collective mob. It's more of a community-based thing. which is really interesting. So don't expect a lot in terms of engagement. It's more of a let's try to get your face out there so you get kind of generally recognized. It's not necessarily about, building the connection of other platforms that they might actually do. Now, the one that works extraordinarily well in terms of the intended thing it's supposed to do is delivering good content to you and matching you with the right audience is YouTube. It does an extraordinarily good job. The algorithm is amazing and it filters out a lot of garbage. But what I've learned particularly recently is the getting your, thumbnails and getting the right pacing matters a significant amount on YouTube. It matters on all the other platforms too, but it is really important to have that click-through rate on YouTube, and really work on that sort of craft of that. But again, it's balancing the what you can do, right? So recently I've been doing more on the thumbnail side and I haven't been able to provide as much content. And that's okay, right? Like that's where I'm working on one thing and it's time, very time consuming to do that. The YouTube editor for video content sucks. They have not updated in a long time. YouTube, it's actually, I'm a bit worried about YouTube because that they are so behind and they're very much lagging. Their algorithm works extraordinarily good. But other than the algorithm, everything else is very much lagging on it in terms of the content experience and the creator experience. Very much so lagging. And I'm absolutely worried that they're going to get taken over, other than their algorithm is it's superior at this moment. Which is kind of what, Google or Alphabet does is that they work on the back end, but I think they really need to work on that front end, particularly for creators, make it a lot more easier for creators. That's an important thing. And oh, Facebook's garbage. The one thing that actually does work, kind of, Facebook Reels. But the rest of it's been garbage, right? Like it doesn't, garbage in the sense it's not serving to anybody and it takes an awful lot of time. They've made changes in the last year and a half that is more favoring content creators. But in general, it's still the same Facebook and you're not going to build an audience on Facebook. It is very much centric about advertising and making money on it, so I wouldn't even really suggest to go there. Same thing as Twitter. I've given up on Twitter a long time ago. Not to mention the sort of chaos that's been going on there, but I've given up on Twitter. It just does not get an audience. It doesn't, it's not serving to the right people. It's too much noise. Twitter was defunct like 5, 6 years ago. And so I think like Elon Musk actually had the right idea. He should have went around it just completely the wrong way. Maybe he went around it the right way, firing everybody. I don't know. But in general, that platform is just not working. It's not making a connection the way it should, and it generates too much hate. So I would just stay clear of that at this moment. Maybe that will change. But not so much at this moment. I don't have high hopes for that. We'll see. Maybe I'll try it in a little bit. So those are the key ones that I've been able to build reasonable audiences on. YouTube is still the most functional, and it still does a really good job of connecting. It still provides, a decent amount of connection. The thing with YouTube that I think has an advantage, and it's a bit of a monopoly, is that they can connect with Google Search. And so that the Google Search and Google and and YouTube combined makes a big difference in terms of how it gets served up. And normally what happens if it does well on YouTube, it might get served up on Google Search as a good suggestion, and you can actually do really well from that. But very competitive market, and it's tricky to break in. I've been testing other ones. There's a couple of other ones that are reasonable. One of them, oh gosh, I'm totally blanking on it. Let me take a look here. One of them that you might want to try out is Clapper. It seems to be reasonable as a platform. It's just very much a knockoff of TikTok. And they haven't really worked on making that better at this moment and superior. And it serves up, the algorithm is not great at this moment. It serves up actually a lot of violent content that I don't like, or things that make me kind of queasy. Would not recommend it at this moment. As something that you're going to have a great experience from, but I think they're working at it. So, in general, what I would suggest is for you to try out these various different platforms and see what happens with them and see if you can resonate with any of the platforms. And see if they you actually prefer them. All right, take care and have a wonderful day. Bye.